again.
Right, go on then. So, yes, thank you everybody for coming. I can't get over how cute this is. Everyone, sat down.
Hold on, I've got to get on this side.
Yeah, it's like setting me back a little bit.
You carry on. Go on.
Are you going to do one of those like photos where people?
No, you keep going though. Go
step
on.
Step on stage and.
Yeah.
So this is very intimate. Thank you so much. What, is that the DJ Osmo? Oh, I'm knocking stuff over. Anyway, right then, Splinter, will you take it away with the intro for us?
First question of the week is, who would last longer in a zombie apocalypse?
Are we going straight in like that? No introduction to what's going on here?
Oh, well, bloody hell.
No, we can do it. We can do that.
I was not the one to do the intro. There's no way.
That was the intro, wasn't it?
I just read the questions.
We're on the clock. Run it back. I thought we were doing a thank you for coming and a well, but we'll save it to the end.
Did anyone else hear me say thank you for coming four times?
It wasn't enough. We'll save it to the end. Save it to the end. Carry on then. Sorry, Splinter. Go ahead. Go again.
You want me to repeat the question?
Repeat, please.
This is a tough one. Who would last longer in a zombie apocalypse?
It's a hands down me. Liam's going to deny that.
Let's not get silly now.
And just because he's twice the size of me, don't be fooled.
That's the exact reason why, though. What other reasons?
Liam, I asked you two labels 20 times today and you forgot.
I had other jobs to do. Forgetting stuff isn't essential in a zombie apocalypse. I'll be fine.
Staying alive, forgetting stuff isn't essential.
No, it'd be all right.
Wow, this sums it up, doesn't it?
So they would see you as an easier target.
What, you?
And I'm faster, so it would make total sense.
The harder they fall.
Yeah, fair, valid. Carry on.
Yoda's 900 years old and everyone else.
You know what we should have done? Seems for anything that we say, had a mix of cards so we can actually agree or disagree.
Well, there you go. Go on, everyone else. Who's going to survive longer, Liam? I'm not being funny.
That's at least 80% of the room.
Are you blind?
Obviously, I am.
Are you blind? I counted like seven people. Right, go on. Me, everyone. Yeah.
Manny's got two hands up for starters, so.
Yeah.
I don't know
because he's twice as correct. Well, thanks for all the support.
He would last
everybody.
Longer than both of us.
He would, but that's not the question, is it?
Yeah, no. They're not
more athletic
him.
In every sense. He's got a six pack. I've got no chance compared to Manny.
Yeah, sorry, Splinter. Come on, next question. Next,
what is the most frustrating conspiracy theory you know of?
God.
We can't get crazy now anyway.
The amount of size I just heard to my right, by the way.
Because they've all heard it too much anyway. Frustrating meaning...
Yeah, what kind of frustrating?
I guess...
Like, give me these answers.
Like,
frustrating.
It bugs you that you want to know the answer that bad. Like, it's you're itching to know what it is.
Oh, it's got to be aliens, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's too broad and we know that already.
That's also
well, that's true.
It's the pyramid.
If you've been listening.
It's the easy option, which we've mentioned a few times.
That's a great shout.
Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
How old it is and how it got there, that has to be the answer.
Cleopatra was born closer to the invention of the iPhone than the building of the pyramids.
Correct.
And she's from ancient Egypt.
So that's the one we
make
want answers on.
Make it make
on.
Sense.
Yeah, send me back. Give me the answers.
It doesn't make sense.
See, in a regular episode, I'd fact check that, but we just have to move
no,
on to the
true.
Next question and believe.
I mean, if anyone's
well,
got
again,
a
nobody knows.
If anyone's got a better answer, I'd love to hear it.
Or if someone can Google the answer.
Well, Jesus Christ was born closer to the invention of the iPhone than the pyramids as well.
No, I think you're off on that one. I don't know, actually.
Are you joking?
Let's keep it running. Is that
sorry,
else got
the pyramids
a better
are like nearly 10,000 years old. And do you know what year it is, Liam?
It's 2025.
So, Jesus Christ was 2,025 years ago.
Right, gotcha.
There you go.
If you were on Mastermind, what would your chosen topic be?
Oh, yeah, don't be doing that. Easiest one. Do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Someone already said it. It's NBA, which is only 77 years old now. Easy enough.
Oh, yeah, Barracuda Blackhawks.
US office. That's a lock for me as well. That's a lock.
It's too much in the office for me.
The same reason, though, The Simpsons. Even though they're 37 seasons, I feel like I would take a good...
You're fresh off watching that, though.
I am. If I'm 37 seasons and James is on my team, I feel like I'm doing all right. Because he's
a
big Simpsons guy.
I was going to say...
Solo game, Carl, whatever then. Well, give me those though. Give me those three or so, and I'm coming out.
You want like a blend of all three, like
either. I'll run them one after another. That's fine as well. That's
back
fine.
To back. Yeah. Back to back wins.
The treble win. That's how I'm about
it. It's got to be Man United. Come on,
just clearly. Straight Man United.
Yeah, I would clean up, absolutely clean up. But then again, when we were on a quiz team in Cheadle Hume, we won against 15 other teams of tryhard just off the music round. So
yeah,
it's gonna have to be. Good I mean, play. I've got defence from AD over there from a. Listening to songs, the quiz, I would get them quicker than... He was actually cheating under the table when we did the quiz at Chile.
It was to make sure that you were
Shazam,
getting them right,
and I was quicker than Shazam, so I'm going to say...
I love that you said that you've
also,
won like the game and yeah, also well, cheated in the game.
We technically won cleanly because I beat the cheat.
Also, you're being really big balls here. James was on your team and he was also giving answers as well.
Yeah, of course.
Let's not. It wasn't just you.
James ain't fucking sat up here though, is he?
He's there.
Yeah, exactly.
Carry on.
Credit behind closed doors, yeah, not yeah, on camera.
Carry on.
Alright, the last question of the week I've got for you, similar to the last one, is if you're on a TV game show, which one would you choose to like try and win? Like,
what to win?
Best, like, what do you think is
I've
the best
chance? I've got two straight away.
Can we go for ones that are no longer in existence? Because I think the Deal or No Deal's a piece of piss.
You're getting washed on Deal or No Deal. And it's also a bit arbitrary. You might pick up the wrong box.
I know,
that's
but
all
it's
part 50, of it.
It's basically, it's like...
No, well, it's not 50-50. It's nothing like 50-50. No, it's not.
They'd be losing a lot of money if it was a 50-50 game.
Yeah, but you're going in with nothing, so...
No, the right answer, total wipeout. Pre-knee injury for you as well. Total wipeout and Taskmaster.
Is that for me?
No, for me. But I'm saying you do well on that as well, but...
Taskmaster
as well. Oh, 100%. 100%.
I keep doing solid. That now. Ooh, sorry. Mm. Keep doing that and then looking at Danielle go. I'm actually stuck there. I was pointless. I've been doing a lot of TikTok pointless.
Which one's pointless? Ben Shepherd. I'm dead serious. I don't know which one pointless is.
I don't know. You know. Wait, isn't it the tall dude with the glasses?
Is it Richard Armstrong? Osmond?
Someone I keep hearing.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Richard Osmond.
Yeah, Richard Osmond is the guy behind the. Computer, but the guy.
Oh, you meant to get.
He's like chubby Stephen Merchant, yes. Isn't he?
He is.
Armstrong.
You know what I mean? Just as smart. Oh, you got to get the 1% answer, innit? Like not the most common. It's reverse Family Feud. You're getting the least common answer, innit?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Calm.
You've got to answer the question and give an answer that no one else.
No, I'm not going on that.
Yeah, that was more fun.
Popmaster. What's that? Top music. Oh yeah, go on. I'll have that one. Then. Is that a real thing? Have I shown my age there? Are the three people in the room that get that? Like,
yeah,
you get Popmaster, yeah?
I don't know that one either. Should we introduce the next round?
Is it time?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us what we're doing then.
So you've got a game planned, which is technically Mr. and Mrs.
All-star Mr. and Mrs. Hence the pink and
Mister.
Blue.
But it's Mr. Mister, isn't it?
Right, should we do blue on right hand, pink on left? So basically the point of the game is that Splinter's going to read out...
Just thought that.
No, we're going to have to put them down. Splinter's going to read out. Go left on pink and then right on blue. Splinter's going to read out who's a more this or that. And blue is Sam, so we both do blue, it's him.
Kid blue. Yep.
And then pink, it's me. Even though he's wearing pink. So
do you know why it's pink for you, Liam?
Why?
Oh, please, run it back.
Oh, yeah, because I got pink.
Someone got that.
Yeah, someone's listening.
So let's pretend we're not all friends and just pretend that you're just fans. Only fans and you don't actually know us. Not only fans, that's different. Yeah.
That's
not smart. So our most famous clip is famous for many reasons, but one of them. So how many comments was it? We did this in the last episode.
Oh, there's like
there was about 800. No, there was like nearly 1,000 comments.
It's over 1,000.
800, and we did the stats, and well over half of them were calling him a pink beanie gay boy.
Yeah, they were.
Not even joking.
Get rid of that gimp.
Yeah, they were rid of the gimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, honest to God, it was just atrocious. He was taking a battering.
It was, yeah.
Not won it since.
Yeah, and the other 20% were calling me a liar, so I got a bit of flack as well.
Hate us because they hate us.
Yeah, but that's why he's pink.
Let's do it. So do you want to start him off? So we're going to go eyes closed for it as well because we don't want to see what the other person's putting up. And then Splinter's going to give a little ding or a little buzzer, which might honestly pierce everyone's ears in the back there because that's where it's coming from. Do you want to give us a little test?
Yeah, so...
Go on, what's the correct answer?
Because you might need to turn this down.
Oh, it's not going through for...
Stop doing that, you muppet.
Ah!
God, that's so loud.
Really loud, really
loud. I don't even want to hear the buzzer.
Okay, boy.
Oh, yeah, the buzzer's a lot louder, isn't it?
All right, well, let's just hopefully get a lot of them right then.
So, wait. Oh, gone. Oh, I thought we'd gone off then. So,
that's not too bad. Oh, my God. Not for me over here.
A lot worse earlier, wasn't it?
It was a lot worse. Right, do you want to take
it
away
silent
then?
And then...
So put the mics down. When we need a scrap, we'll scrap. Because inevitably it's going to happen.
Just pick one up at a time. You've got two hands.
No, it's not how it works. You're going to hold one in one hand, one in the other.
You've got two legs.
Do this.
Put one on each leg.
It's just me. Are you making this hard? How else are you going to talk?
How are you going to do it with your eyes closed then, you muppet?
What do you mean?
How are you going to do it with your eyes? Because the point is you're going to hold up one. That's why we've got two.
Yeah, then I'll go like that.
But you won't know because your eyes will be closed.
Why are my eyes closed?
Do that.
Because
so
you're not
hold
supposed
both
to
in
see.
One hand and then just flip it.
Why are my eyes closed?
Because that's the point of the game. You're not supposed to. Right, allow it then. We'll do that then.
We don't do logistics.
It's taken us 3 minutes. I'm a face this way then. Okay.
So that right, that's flu.
I'm facing you guys then. Go on then.
Okay, I'll get.
Who is the biggest yapper?
Come on, I'll be honest.
I actually picked up the wrong one. I meant to pick him. I already picked up the wrong one. It was the ping that threw me.
At least I've now got.
Last time we did something like this.
I know. I remember now. Go on.
Just changes the rules.
I forgot the colours. Carry on.
What was his favourite takeaway? And I was like KFC. And he went, oh, nah, chicken.
Yeah, but I forgot. That's how we were
it's
doing
the fucking
it.
Same thing.
I didn't. We were doing food group. I didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, I didn't get the point for that, by the way.
Yeah, of course you did. Right, go on. Sorry.
So did he mean to say me?
I meant to say
I
you.
I believe so. Yeah, yeah, Kappa. Do you want me to give you a ding because you technically got
Run back the ding. Thank you. There we go.
As long as you don't get a point for it.
We're not doing points.
Oh, okay.
So competitive, Simon.
All right, go on.
Who is the latest to things?
Am I my own?
As in like
or
later,
am I with?
Like you're late to things.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Did I say that bad?
See, that's tough because we both have partners that are late.
On our own, then. On our own. If it's just us.
Okay, you're both meeting me somewhere.
Okay, fine. Let's do it then.
Oh, that's
who's
tough.
Later?
Oh. Yeah, who's later?
All right, okay,
yeah,
fine. Let's go.
If it's just us two. Okay. I respect you. Because it's definitely me.
Sticking to your guns, though, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is easier to piss off? That was quite easy.
Well, that one hard, was it?
Yeah, that was not a hard one.
This one might be easy. Who's a keyboard warrior?
Oh, come on. No,
are you trying to be joke? Are you
the
trying
one
to be
who
funny?
Combated the pink gimp thing for the...
That's for my honour. I had to do that. You're different. That's different. Everyone here that knows you knows that you're lying now if you're doing that.
I am a keyboard warrior, but you are more. That's the point, isn't it?
Oh, you're a little twerp, you. Right, go on.
If you don't know, Sam and Liam got really close by playing Warzone, so this question is for that. Who's better at COD?
In our prime?
No. Like
in our you, prime?
Right, now we're both gone.
We've got a knee injury and now he's washed.
I'll set the scene, right?
I am washed. I know I am washed now.
1v1, Russ.
1v1, I won every time.
He's just not listening to the game, is he? Are you holding up one?
Yeah. He is holding up one.
Well, I knew he was never going to admit that, was he? Let's
of course not. Let's not. Come on, let's not get silly now.
That's the next live event, a 1v1, I think.
Let's not be silly now.
The stats don't lie.
Let's not be silly now.
We there's a list on his notes somewhere of the 1v1s because he's like that. And awesome. I was in the lead. So,
but the thing is,
bring up the receipts.
You're running heartbeat sensors, so I can't take you seriously. So,
see.
Who has the better fashion sense? It's not nice, this one. I'm very sorry. Wait.
Are you up? Are
is
you
having a laugh or something? What's...
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got a buzzer
what
for when you hold both.
Was the opposite of you.
What did you put?
I put me.
You muffin. I put us both.
I haven't got a buzzer for when they do that.
Don't awe him. He's changing the rules. This is the...
But that was
literally what we're talking about.
That was an
about.
Opportunity to actually show some love and you just...
Oh, thank you, but
You know what? I'm changing
my mind.
We're
competitive,
so... We'll see how the rest of the game goes then. Go on.
Who has the better shoe collection?
Oh, that's... Oh, I don't know,
Nah, live with...
This was an obvious one, but I think I might have overtaken him.
I think you're giving away your answer there already.
Yeah, so. I'm going to be fair.
Okay, you got one up?
Yeah. That's only fair. He's been in the game longer.
Only because you've got more
I've got
my
a lot
variety,
of
but I've got
a lot
stuff
of reps.
That I know that you don't have as well.
Totally.
So it's valid, but okay. Thank you for
He's
that.
He's been running this shit for longer than
you know
me.
What? Really annoyed at. I just clocked that. Sorry, I just banged that in your
my
mouth.
Teeth in, but.
I just clocked. This is episode 23 and I'm not wearing Jordans. That's an assassination on my own character. What a muppet.
I realised that we didn't even do the.
I know. I deserve that boo.
I got a picture
thank
of it
you.
Though, so basically.
Go on, explain the next one.
Who would survive longer on a stranded on an island? It's different to zombies as well, so...
I've got a good answer for it, though.
I've already got the sound loaded up.
Is he still... Now, the only reason I'm saying this, I'm half your size, mate. That means half the calories, so...
I actually did consider that. I thought that's be the case.
I can eat mussels off the rocks like on Bear Grylls the island for weeks before you do.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right, then. But you're a picky eater, though. You're... When guys, you're
not when I'm on a
Europe
desert island with nothing to eat but snails. I'll be all right.
No.
That's what I mean.
That's what I'm saying.
He takes tomatoes off his burger and you think he's going to eat snails.
Who wants that on their
Come
burgers,
on.
Though?
Come on.
Yeah, but... That's what I mean.
I did.
Yeah.
You ate we didn't go to Greece.
Spain.
You got the point. I don't remember eating chicken nuggets once.
No, but you didn't exercise your palate.
I did eat fish. Fish is grim. I'll have nothing said otherwise.
Fish,
thank you.
Grim.
That was it. I didn't eat fish, and I got assaulted for it for a week.
Go on, Spanner. Keep it going.
Who spends the most money?
Look around the room.
Yeah, let's not be silly now. It has to be. It has to be.
It's fair.
Who's more likely to be arrested?
By
but
accident,
it's not
though,
fair.
Isn't it? But it's by accident.
It was by accident.
You're in the kind of places most... where you're bound to get arrested, though, because you're out gigging and stuff, innit?
I got arrested in the street for a scooter.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, I didn't get arrested. That's the whole point.
Not
I
having a driving license. Scooter snatched by the police.
Does anyone not know this story? Just Manny's hand really big.
Wow.
I will do it very, very quickly because we did cover on the podcast. I had an electric scooter, just a little runaround ones, and I got pulled over by some undercover cops. Yeah, man. In broad daylight. And they like, and I ignored him at first because I thought he's not talking to me, is he? And then he pulls me over and he goes, "You got your driver's license and registration?" I went, "For what?"
Yeah, you thought he was joking.
It's a push bike, basically.
You thought he was having you on. You were like, good joke, officer.
I genuinely laughed. Yeah. And they looked at each other and laughed. And that was the looking back, that was the moment they went, "We've got this guy. We've got him. Yeah. We've got him. He's a mug. We've got him." And they were like, "Yeah, we're on some basic operation for the next 3 days trying to catch people on scooters without licenses."
They got you.
I was like, "What?"
I don't even
think
so.
It wasn't actually the law yet, but they were trying to wrap it up quickly.
Did you see a badge?
Yeah, they were coffee.
Oh, okay.
Can I just say,
in Salford
the faith
as well,
my friends have in me. That's the first thing Will said when I told her. When I told her and was like, "Hang on, I'm going to be late because I've just nearly been arrested." She went, "Are they actually police?"
Valid question.
So the two people that know me best question. Think I'm like fool enough to just get robbed in the middle of the street. You what?
You're a bit of an over-exaggerator.
All right, I got robbed. The story's a lie. It was coppers, man.
Right, should we keep it going on? Let's keep it
Who
going.
Who can handle their booze better?
Right, I do think he drinks less, though, to be fair.
Who is the stingiest?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be a something like
that. Who's the better cook?
Oh, fuck off.
Don't even... let's not be silly now. Yeah, let go. It's not a conversation.
Do you know what? Yeah. Right. Do you know what?
Yeah, you're catching a lot of heat this
in
episode,
our house,
isn't it?
You do the pots or you cook. And according to her, I do neither. So one of them's a lie.
Neither.
One of them's a lie.
Who has a better music taste?
Better music taste?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not fair, is it? Because... No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, he's going to say himself.
Well, listen, your thing
myself.
Is... Now, listen. I totally respect, because you're a musician. You're should. I respect it. That's the right answer. And I would also back myself.
Totally.
But your thing's a little more... It's not as diverse, do you know what I mean? Your playlist is not
that,
as diverse.
Way,
you listen to more music than me, no question, and more varieties within that, but genre-wise, you're not listening to more
than me. That's
because
in front of you, I'm not, like, busting Time to Say Goodbye by Andrea Bocelli, am I?
I don't even know what that is.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to play what I think you would like.
No, but I just know your flavours, and I just know you're not moving like
me. But you don't know what I listen to when I'm on my own, and I'm crying, and... Andre Bocelli's hugging me and eyes. Like,
I'm just believing it.
Would you like to move on?
Yeah,
let's move on.
Who is more organised?
Oh, see, this isn't fair because he's got lists for everything.
Yeah, I do.
But he's super unorganised. Whereas I don't have lists for everything and I'm still super unorganised.
Do you want to play this game properly?
But look at...
like, this... People have got to check into work on Monday and they're all going to be late because of your answers. Are you actually holding up blue? You're a little liar.
Fuck off,
that.
Liam.
Who is quicker?
Race.
Oh, come on.
I'll race him right now.
I've got one leg and I'm quicker.
Okay. Sure.
We'll do the Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher in the car park right now.
Who relies on ChatGPT the most?
He was on it way before me, but we are both terrible for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who has the best desert island discs?
Oh,
I don't know if we went through our specifics,
did we?
But
it was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was a while ago. We had very... You know what the thing is, though? All of his discs, I would happily take as mine.
And vice versa.
B-sides, and you would do the same for me, so...
Mine are stuck together now.
Yeah, but both together.
What? You're slagging Stevie Wonder off in front of a room full of
cool people. He's in his 70s. Respect yourself. Stevie Wonder catching heat.
He's slagging off a blind man. being ableist.
Yeah, you're all crazy for that.
Good luck, mate.
Yeah, this Kings is kind. Not a conspiracy. He's not actually blind. That's a good one. He's catching
Mike. That's the most frustrating one that you'll never
he's
know.
He's catching falling mics.
On the eighth mic stand that he caught in public, I thought, this guy's having us on.
Do you know, listen to the story. Anthony Anderson said he went to his house, they played ball, Stevie won. Stevie Wonder's hooping. He's blind and he hasn't got a sense of taste as well. And he's somehow
what's that got to do with his eyes?
I don't know. It's just
relevant.
Just
throwing that in there. Just
I just thought it'd be relevant. It's a fun
it.
Fact about Stevie Wonder.
Leave the old man alone.
I did say both, by the way.
Yeah, I would back both as well. Yeah. I think you're right.
Your massive, like, whatever this is doing my nutting.
Move it then.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, would it be Stevie Knows? Or like Stevie Knows.
Stevie sees.
So yeah, Stevie sees.
Stevie sees.
Stevie doesn't wonder because he can
Chorley.
See. He knows what's going on.
Yeah, the wonder adds to it. The blindness adds to it. That's what makes him good. Like Ray Charles.
And the last one I've got is, who has the best taste in TV shows?
TV shows? Slash films,
like we're talking about.
See, right. I'm not allowed to talk now because he just wants me to be quick, doesn't he?
What? No, you can go.
You can shut your answer while talk and then okay. I'll give the buzzer when it's the right time.
I would back my own taste, but just because of one particular show he put me on, he'll always get the props for this.
So you hear that? That's a collection of people who were also part of
the room
show.
Has been put on Severance. That's because I mean. Of this guy, so it's only fair.
And also, there's others though as well.
There is, yeah, but Severance.
Severance
could,
is
on
the highlight.
Own,
yeah, it's the highlight for it.
Yeah,
yeah,
big time.
Right, it's 5-9. Did you want to do?
Yeah, we'll do the questions. Yeah, we'll do the questions.
Yeah. All right, so we've got some questions that were sent in from you, lovely people, and other people online. So I'm going to just kind of dash them out, and you can go from there. I'll start with. We'll go with question from Will. Would you rather shit yourself every time you fart or puke every time you burp?
Did you pick that to start on purpose?
I just thought I'd, you know, throw a wild one at you.
Wait, sorry, right.
You want me to repeat the question?
Do you know, sometimes I think we're a respectable podcast and then other times it's like...
That's a Lily question as well, that's a very close question. I would have thought she'd put that in.
Well, their questions have been taken right off the list.
Run it back one more time,
for many reasons.
Run it back one more time, please.
Would you rather shit yourself every time you fart or puke every time you burp?
Right, look.
You got to go with the puke though, innit?
Thank you.
A polite puke, because also you're farting in your sleep.
I don't have to get changed every time I puke.
Yeah, that's valid. Valid. But a little polite, like puke into a bin or something, or a toilet.
I mean, I know you. There's nothing polite about how me and you
But also, for the same reason, both me and Sam are the heaviest sleepers ever. We're not knowing about it.
I was until I slept left to Buffalo for the last 3 years. So that's, yeah.
Not an exaggeration.
No longer.
Yeah. But I think it's burp though, 100%.
Totally. Like I say, if every time you shit yourself, I'm taking 5 pairs of trousers to around my day. I might as well just throw up in the street. You get used to it. You stop being embarrassed at one point,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Surely the room's agreeing on that. Yeah.
That's fair.
There's someone who's silent who doesn't want to admit.
<they're> not somebody who loves shitting themselves.
Yeah. Someone who's just going for that side, but yeah, go on.
Question from Dan. Yeah, you only get one more night out in Manchester ever. Where are you both going and where are you getting food from afterwards? So
oh,
it's a two-part.
What a top-tier question. Pinder, Dan Pinder, this one. All right, I'm going. Can I change the year, though? Can we take the clock back?
I was going to say the same thing.
No.
Now, today?
I think we should.
In this climate?
Right now.
But I'm 27, I don't go out. I don't know anywhere now.
Because I would have said 2015 Fifth Ave.
Thank you.
Or Club Live, because they will play better music. But it depends on what side of town I'm on.
I can't agree on that one.
They play Frank Ocean.
Well, I've never
last time I was in there. Okay. Can't
it's got to be Fifth. Although
Fifth Ave in the 2010s.
Although my left tooth is still on the floor in there somewhere.
Yeah, you got banged
I out. Would still, I mean, I'm glad it's shut because I don't want to ever hear it again. But if I could clip my fingers and be in my prime, I'm there.
And then food afterwards, Babylon, Oxford Road, because it's around the corner.
Do you know what's funny? We lived completely different lives when we were
students. Didn't even know him in uni.
When we were students, and that is exactly what I would say.
It's an institution. It's been there that long because of it.
It is. It should have a blue plaque on the outside.
Exactly. So,
but also, I wouldn't dare touch it sober.
No, of course.
Have you ever eaten Babylon sober?
I've never been in there before 1 a.m.
Bro,
I've never been in before.
The chicken's grey, and it's just. Oh.
Yeah. Good question, though. Thank you, Pinder.
Question from Will: most embarrassing moment in your life?
Oh my god!
Please share with the room full of people.
Embarrassing moment.
What a fun question this is. Thanks for sending this one in.
Can you go first?
I might have to then. When I first moved to North Chad after Trinity, my other high school. And then one of the first things I did when I found a group of friends, we went to, you know, like you get traveling carnivals that come to cities, went to one that was in Oldham that came to it. And you know those, I don't know what they're called, the one where you're lying against the wall and then the thing spins.
NASA training.
What must be. So much pressure on my chest, could not breathe, and then threw up on myself right down my own shirt.
Did you throw up on yourself in the like in the ride?
Yeah, but because you go out, it just goes then back on you, like all down yourself. And the mad thing is, it was like the first 25 minutes as well. It's not even like on the end of the...
25 minutes? How long's the ride?
I've been there 25 minutes. You know what, it felt like it.
No wonder you threw. You get stuck for 25 minutes.
After 25 minutes. But yeah, that's a...
I think you did well to make it 25 minutes,
yeah,
to
that's
fair.
A pretty... That's not a good one.
Respectable.
Yeah.
That's way more entertaining than me. I mean...
You're getting your tooth banged out.
It's got to be. Well, I don't think it was getting banged out because I was sucker punched, so I can't be ashamed of that. But yeah. Ironically, when I did smash my teeth on Duke of Edinburgh Award, that was on a metal bottle that was just me tripping on a rock and then it just flew up and hit me.
And this guy's saying he's surviving a zombie apocalypse and he's tripping on rocks and bottles.
I can survive without teeth.
Banging his tooth. Yeah, you're mad.
That was another life. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, so
smart. Change, man.
Go on, next one.
With less teeth.
Question from Jody. Who would be your dream podcast guest and why?
How many other people put this in? Because I feel like that's be the first thing I would think of. Yeah, to do with friends.
There's been a couple.
Not to devalue your question, Jody, because it's a great one. One.
You go first, mate. There's only one answer for me, and it's for all the right and wrong reasons.
The creator.
No?
That was not. Yeah. Fair enough, then. Virgil before he died, that'd be an interesting one. Virgil Abloh.
It would
just
be
to hear someone's creative process like that, and yeah. Somebody to be a big fan of his work,
and two people starting a brand.
Exactly, I think Virgil Abloh would have been a really good one, to be honest. So I guess the step down that is Pharrell, which would also be a really good one because he's had a Louis Vuitton.
Not with Pharrell because he's on a couple of dodgy lists.
Nah, but you got to separate the.
I'm
but
just
listen,
saying.
Are we both still not big Kanye fans?
Well,
the biggest.
Well, there you go.
You got to separate the man from the art.
The artist formerly known as Kanye West, Mr. Ye.
We couldn't
for all of the wrong reasons.
Whatever he said on the episode, we wouldn't be able to put out.
Yeah, definitely. But can I go back like at least 5-6 years and have Kanye then?
Yeah, yeah.
When he was Kanye.
Yeah, give us St. Pablo Kanye. Want to hear it now, anyway.
No. I mean, I don't know if anyone's heard some of the stuff he's saying recently. It's got to, it's that bad, it's yeah. Hilarious. It really is.
Yeah.
Terry asked, who would win in a mud fight, Sam?
A mud fight?
A mud fight? Yeah. What a specific question. I'd say Sam is surprisingly strong for his stature, but he's obviously getting dashed. Let's not be. He's getting launched.
I really thought that was going to go a nice
no,
way.
No, but I gave you your props though, innit?
It's fair. It's fair. But no, you wouldn't be able to grab me in a mud fight. Slip.
I guess so.
I'm like, have you ever seen Yoda in Count Dooku?
Yeah, fair.
And I'd be Count Dooku.
Hannah asked a question specifically for you, Sam.
Oh, sorry, first of all.
Yeah, put
a little shout out. So Hannah is like one of our biggest fans based in LA, and she actually bought flights and tickets to come over. And yeah,
she would have cleaned out that whole stand.
Yeah, you're all lucky.
Yeah, so it's good she didn't come then.
She couldn't make it.
Yeah, so, go on, please write a question.
Oh, well, she's asked, when is the album coming, Sam?
You'll have Kanye on this podcast before the album comes out.
At this rate, yeah.
That's what I mean.
At this rate, we'll get the second volume to my EP by September.
When did the first volume come out?
2023.
I don't think it was 23, but
look around. This has been my venture. Can't do it all.
Yeah, fair. You've been busy.
You'll hear a bit of new music later. Tell you that.
Solid.
Did I get away with it? There's no album coming, by the way.
Thieves has asked, if you switched bodies for a day, what would you do? Look at where both of their brains went, by the way. That silence spoke volumes.
I made a decision that when I knew my future father-in-law, my granddad, and my mum were in the room, that I would pretend they're not. But I'm not going to answer this question, honestly.
You wouldn't just chill with my dog all day?
Yeah,
you have to make it crazy.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'd stroke his dog
answer.
All day.
Yeah.
Just be there with Narby, having fun, being completely innocent. That's it. I'm backing out.
I'd say first thing I'd do, measure myself head to toe, because you're a little arbitrary on your height. And I don't know
like
what...
You can't do that
you've done him
like,
dirty.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what the number is. When I've asked you, you've given me different numbers before.
I don't know. I'm from the age of 16, I refuse.
That's the thing. I've got
to
just go...
If you really want to know, I'll let you do it.
We'll do it after this. We'll race after this, and then we'll measure you. We'll see how we go. Go on.
James has asked, if you could eat eat only one country's cuisine for the rest of your life.
What a top tier question.
But that country then gets wiped from existence. What
America. America. I don't even care about the food.
Just to get
I'll tell you what, I won't eat the food, still get rid of America.
That's a bit of a crazy twist. You couldn't have had the first bit in. You had to just dash in that they get wiped.
Because
India's got to go. India's got to go. India's got to go. Riz, come on. Riz, you're here though. You're here.
Yeah, you're safe.
It's fine. I'm sorry about your family. Bring them over before I make the choice. They've got to go. And China's made like 90% of the things in this room.
Yeah,
so
that's
I can't let them go.
No China. No, no, nothing.
No Feel Weird Studios. So India's got to be gone.
I prefer Italian food, but like, I don't rate Americans. So, bye bye.
Solid. Dave has asked, would you rather have Kendrick on the podcast one time or have him dripped in Feel Weird merch for all of his future gigs?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
That is sick.
I think that's an easy one though.
That's sick and awful because one of them, whatever I know, say no to is going to really upset me.
But then also, he's going to catch flack though when everything he's wearing is just our stuff. It's going to be like, switch it up. And what about, he's got brand endorsements though. He's just got to never take a endorsement.
Get him on the
pod. Get him on the pod. I liked it though, David, a lot. I don't know where you are.
Look how
I liked it a lot.
Look, Kendrick is the top of the game. He'll see us for an hour and then he'll never think about us again. If he's in our garms for the rest of his life, we're on his mind all the time.
I'd rather him
he's
on,
putting
though.
His Feel Weird socks on and he's like, oh, I like those lads.
Yeah, good point.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's what we do when we put socks on, innit?
You know, after every episode, we take
I love Primark.
You know, we take a picture with our guest after every episode.
I can't
even. To do both of you two, like, stood on this table just to get an even photo of us.
Yeah, finally, you'd look like the freak.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's he's probably I mean. Shorter than me. I'm sure, isn't he 5'4"?
I think he is. He's short. Someone, I heard a... He's close though. It's similar.
I'm swear he's under 5'5", and I think I'm 5'5", 5'6".
This is what I'm talking about. You're not pushing 5'6".
Well, when you switch bodies for a day, you can find
that's
out.
That's what I'm saying. I've got a measure and text my own phone and say 5'4" on the dot. Do you know what I mean? Go on, let's go. Keep it going.
Josh has asked, which pop culture character would you want to be a co-host on the pod and why?
A co-host.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good
pop
one.
Pop culture character. Mm-hmm. So, I know this sounds daft, but just not a real person.
No.
Pop culture is popular culture.
Yeah,
so
I'm just thinking like, I don't know why I thought Homer Simpson immediately.
Like someone's persona, that kind
that
of
is the dead, what, that's the worst choice.
Him. I'm just, that came to mind.
All right.
That's tough, that.
The problem with these good questions when you don't know what's coming is, I know that 20 minutes after this, I'm going to have a really good answer.
Yeah, I'm going to have 5 amazing answers. Because now I can't get Peter Griffin out of my head.
Peter Griffin? You know what? Give me...
pop culture.
Give me Dwight Schrute from The Office. I feel like that'd be an interesting one to have on. Because you just... that's an interesting guy. Do you know what I mean?
Mac. No, Charlie from Always Sunny.
Charlie from Always Sunny is a better answer.
Charlie from Always Sunny. Mm. We'd never
he's
finish
like
an episode.
He's like huffing paint and that on, yeah, while he's
he'd
on.
Just, he'd just have like great paint around his nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Charlie like Kelly's a great one.
Tweaking out for an hour.
James has asked, if you were to search each other's names on Google, what would be the top 3 search results?
Well,
what if I just type just Sam or like
no
Kid
offense,
Blue?
But
or like Sam
Google.
Kappa?
Either or.
Well, it'd be Kid Blue, wouldn't it? Come on.
Well, I'm just going to get a link to his link tree.
You're damn
guess,
right, and then you're going to go and stream it.
I've streamed it enough. Run me back another album. But I don't know, you know. I would just get his
ask me this in 10
stuff.
Years when we're both super famous because of the podcast. And it'd be great,
ask me this in 10 years when I've released 2 more
albums.
Right now
it's
going to
be 3 things that I make sure you see. So that's not really exciting, is it?
Yeah. Okay, we go. What's the next?
Josh also asked, what's your favourite moment from the podcast in the last year?
So we did a little bit on our last episode, our favourite episodes and moment from last year. There's some good ones. The basketball v football one, which we're not going to get into.
Which people still, like, if anyone ever comes up to me.
That's where they found you.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing a bar in Wigan the other day and a guy brought me a rum and coke because I said rum and coke was my favourite drink on the show. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, he said that's still the thing that pops up on his phone. And that was over a year ago now.
What did he say? Did he say your mate was defo right or you were right? What did he say?
He said my mate's a bit of a mong, to be honest.
Fair,
but he was a big football fan, that's why.
Well, obviously,
he was
he's
like,
gonna,
your
he's
mate
not,
don't know anything
then.
About football. And I was like, well, you know, he's a basketball fan.
Yeah, but we had Kingston on at that time when we gave that question.
Oh, he wasn't.
Who plays both?
Yeah.
And gave his answer and said, football's easier. Yeah, take it or leave
it. One person counts for everyone.
Apparently. Preach. That's two. I might have gathering disciples for
two that. People that aren't very good at football. That's all.
Two
saying.
People who play football and basketball.
You're not very. I'm just saying. We're not getting into this, right? Sound a match. I've got one leg. I can't sound a match.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I will strap this up and I'll run it up, I promise. Listen, you've all, like, everyone who's played football at some point in their life in the UK has grown up surrounded by that culture.
That's nothing to do with difficulty. Only difficulty. It's the best sport. We're not getting into it. We're not getting into it.
25 minutes.
Unless it happens to be
you're born knowing how to use your hands.
Yeah, go on.
I've been blocked. Manny, can I just say, look at me. Do you think that?
Yeah, do you think he's not getting blocked?
That's not a question of the ability of the person blocking me, is it?
No.
Rain could block me.
Dave asks, which sport is harder, football or basketball?
No way.
Fucking skip
the chance
it.
Of that.
Skip it.
There you go. Just settle your case, it's fine. Can we do a little, like, hands up on the room on this, even though they've not heard any of my argument? So if they've
not,
they believe
you know, I'm like, I will not be able to move on.
Forget the rest of the night then, let's do it.
What I can will say is,
go on.
Kingston was the first person that's played both sports to answer that question.
I played both sports.
Bro.
Man, he's played both sports.
To an actual, like, playing it. We've all played it at school. You played it in the park with your mate every now and then. Fucking thinks that he knows how to play left back.
But that's why it's an easier sport, because anyone everywhere around the world can play it. It's the world sport.
We were talking about mastering it.
We said which is most difficult.
I can't do this.
See,
move
changing
next.
The goalposts.
Next. I don't.
Yeah, no, go on. I want to hear this.
She'll say whatever to piss me off.
We don't silence women on this podcast.
My favourite moment from the show ever.
Go on. Oh yeah, classic.
Wow. Ralph, yeah. Throwing me under the rug like that.
My favourite moment was when you were in
the... You know when we were talking about organisation before, Liam did actually say that had happened every week if he was running the studio, so...
Valid.
But I've just realised we didn't actually answer the question. For me, it has to be when we were talking about UFOs in Congress.
Yeah, the conspiracy one.
Because
yeah,
as much as people would believe or not believe, that in 50 years' time, when... I'm going, my kids are going to, my kids, when I'll be 70 something, when my grandkids are going to school with E.T.,
we'll
all be remembering that podcast episode.
We called it.
When they were in Congress in America under oath telling them that they've got
They
UFOs.
Weren't in Congress though, like you're mistelling it.
They were
aliens
in Congress.
Weren't in
No, aliens weren't.
They were chatting about it.
We've got to get the title, Liam.
Go on, what's your favourite moment, Liam?
I already said mine. It's probably the basketball
just that one.
Yeah,
that
was a
the
good
Kendrick
moment.
And Drake beef. That was the first time that we like
emergency episode.
Yeah, like alarm bells went
and
off.
And then
we
like
sprinted
three
the
more tracks in 24 hours dropped.
By the time I'd edited it and sent it out,
Euphoria
a day later,
out.
Three more tracks had come out. So
it was tough to keep up that time.
It was tough to keep up.
Maxwell asks, "What's next for the podcast?"
Oh. Ooh.
Well, this you know is what? This is the conclusion of season two, isn't it?
It is. So this is episode 23, end of season two, and everything was leading towards this. Yeah. This was our end game.
And this was way earlier than we wanted to as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%. But so I would say, don't know.
Season three.
Wait and find out.
We've got some pretty insane guests lined up,
to be fair. We got some good guests.
And there was a few guests that we were holding off until we were a little bit bigger.
Yeah, 100%.
So bigger guests.
So who knows? Maybe an episode in another city.
A bigger show.
We did an overseas episode. I totally
forgot
about that one.
We did technically do an overseas episode.
Yeah.
From a balcony
question.
Malgrat.
I don't know. But good question.
UK tour, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Bigger shows. We're going to do stuff like... We want to do stuff like this more regularly, don't we?
Yeah, 100%.
Like champion the guests that we've had on. Have them play.
Yeah, 100%.
Cool stuff.
Go on, what's next?
Phoebes asks, what is your favourite piece of Feelword merch?
I'm staring at it.
Ooh.
It's the orange Gile that looks like it's got a spotlight on it. And nobody's bought it.
No, I think Manny's also, Manny's holding up the Feelword like TN inspired bag. That's tough as well.
And Maxwell's under a spotlight in my second favourite.
Yeah, I know. He's very conveniently sat, isn't he?
You're Maxwell, aren't you?
But also, we said all the pieces that I said, that is toilet water. No one's going to want that.
Yeah.
I've all been stuff people wanted. And all the stuff that we said, that won't sell, has sold really well. So you just never know what people are going
to
like.
And to be fair, when I saw that jacket and I wanted to make some of it, I looked at it and I thought, that's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. I want it.
No, but on me and you, but on someone like Manny, you go,
no,
that's the hardest jacket I've ever seen.
I don't even mean like that. I just mean like, I want stuff that you look at first and go, that's gross. It's so cool.
Yeah. Like your dog you look after. You're like garbage dog Toto.
Liam's convinced Toto's like just a bogey on legs.
The way
he's not wrong
it.
Though, is he? Come on.
It's a gorgeous dog.
Bro, he's a 12-year-old dog with eczema.
He calls it his garbage dog. It's a beautiful dog, but he calls it his garbage dog.
He does look like he lives in a bin, to be fair.
It's a sweetheart, though.
How many more have you got for us?
I can do a couple more.
Go on, let's do it.
A couple more, then we'll keep...
Sorry, let me just find one. I thought that was the... Josh asks, best Pokemon original 151 only.
Top tier question. Sam, take a back seat. Josh, get on the seat and take over.
I've not touched a Pokemon since I was 8. You're still on Pokemon Go.
There's a Cubone up there. There's a Cubone, which is a really good one.
I know the name of that one and no others.
You don't really know
is
Pikachu.
Is this Squirtle or something like that?
Nah, you need to be careful now.
He did say he knew
imagine
the name
being
of that
born
one,
in the 90s and not growing up with Pokemon.
I did, but then...
Because you
exactly.
hate
I
anime
up,
and
I can't remember
Japanese
it.
People. You're a Muppet, you. I'm going to go with Cubone for that one. Also, Gyarados is one of my favourites.
Are we in a room where that is like a normal
thing
there's
to some
say?
People here go, yeah, that's good choices, though.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Please give me something to resurrect myself on.
All right, we're going
to
end on, what is the most ridiculous fact you know?
Oh my God. Well, I did my Cleopatra fact. I can't really think of anything else right now.
What's
Where's Dave Smith? He's got about 10.
Yeah, give us a rogue football fact about
Dave, open your brain.
Stanley.
Let me just pick one out like a whoop.
I'm going to echo James thing. It's not my podcast.
Fair. Yeah, fair enough then.
Have you got any?
Mexico sinks every year, a couple inches. I heard on the edges it sinks.
See, we learn on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure every cheese string I've eaten.
What?
They got facts on cheese strings.
Yo,
it's got all interesting.
That's where his brain went and expected.
You know what? No, only because I said it this afternoon to David that in Manchester is the most diverse spoken language city in all of Europe. Even though there's much bigger cities, even like London's 6 million, we're only 2. We're the most diverse spoken city, which I think is a very interesting, patriotic one. Not so much weird, but...
I'm still thinking about cheese strings. Yeah, it really just exposed that I now eat Aldi cheese strings because they don't have facts on them.
Yeah, that's pikey, that. I'm not on that.
Do you want to finish on...
Pikey!
Yeah, I'm not eating that.
My Go guys on. Just dropped pikey on a live podcast.
See, that's where if we were doing a regular podcast, I'd write cut.
Yeah.
That's not a bad word. Is it? Oh, is it?
Remember,
anyone sorry, everyone.
Thank
you.
Apologies.
Since we're all friends, the first time Splinter came on the podcast, and he was like, by the way, do you want me to keep notes about anything you want to cut? And we looked at each other and we're like,
what we cut?
That's probably a good idea. We've never thought about that.
It was mostly you, but
and
I
about
think 10
minutes
about
in, I called Liam a dyke. And then.
Yeah. See, now that's cut. Crazy. Now he's
Does
getting
just
silly
being
now.
A butch lesbian. I'd...
He's digging his hole, I mean, deep. I said cheap. Carry on, please, Splinter.
Hey, you cut it, but you've all heard it now, so.
Josh has asked if you had a sitcom theme song. Wait, if that, your life had a sitcom theme song, what would it be?
If my life had one,
yeah,
like choosing one,
yeah, like taking one from one, and that's yours.
I'm running it back to Always Sunny in Philadelphia again.
There isn't one that there's no words in that. It's just a quartet in Always Sunny.
And?
So how does that make sense for your chaotic life?
Have you heard the song?
Yes. You're thinking of the same right show.
That doesn't sound like my brain.
No, I don't think it does. To be honest, nah.
This guy.
It's a really good question.
Before we do anything after this, I'm going to put the theme tune on.
I know what the theme tune is.
And you don't no, you've got a race. That's the first thing that's going to happen.
It's what?
It's the race.
We're all going to stand on the balcony.
You've got to let
it's
me do race. That after my performance, otherwise you ain't seeing it. I'm busting a lung and he's got less lungs than me.
Yeah, I'm still quicker though, isn't it? One pace for me is 4 paces for you. I'm there.
I've got to be honest. Surely you don't actually think you're quicker than me.
Do you remember when we went and did tag archery and you went, you're surprisingly really nimble.
Did I say
size.
You're surprisingly more
and I was
nimble
the last
than me
one.
Though?
Yeah, because you went out before me.
What?
Right, let's run the race right now. Splinter,
because it's archery.
Get the last one more question in.
Cancel the rest of the event. Everyone move the cars. There's about 5 cars out there. Get them out of the way.
Yeah.
We'll end on a James question.
Go on.
Yeah. We'll end on, you can only communicate through movie quotes for the rest of your life, but you can only use 3 movies. What would they be?
Ooh.
He's good, isn't he?
Ooh.
He's good.
Oh. So,
but I need to just get around my day-to-day life.
Yeah,
so it needs to
tough.
Not just be...
Because if it's what I quote the most, it's a different answer.
It'd be Step Brothers or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it'd be Step Brothers or Forrest Gump or like...
Yeah.
But I can't like... Hot Fuzz, yeah, it would be Hot Fuzz. But obviously, how much can I actually get done in a day? if it's just Hot Fuzz quotes. Everyone in the room is Becky Rimmer.
You got to go with an everyday one, like a Notting Hill or
what,
something.
EastEnders.
Every day, one for your everyday life. Do you know what I mean? And then you can have a couple of ones so when you need
you
to.
You could just pick Lord of the Rings and have fun with it.
Lord of the Rings Extended Edition, all of them.
Yeah,
all of
that's
that
what I mean. You've got a lot
pure
of
pure Star Trek Klingon.
Yeah, no, that's a really good question.
Just go to the bank. How much do you want to take out?
That's a question I got to sit on. That's a question we've got to sit on.
I've just realised it's been about five questions we went, I don't know.
You know what? Sick question.
I don't know.
Don't know.
I have no idea.
What's next on the podcast? Don't know.
At least they're British. They say a lot of British things.
That's true.
So I guess I would use a lot of them.
All right, sweet. You want to...
Should we wrap it up? Well, yeah, first of all, you said you wanted to mention something about the merch stores. What did you want to say?
Oh no, that was the question bit that I was.
What was it
about?
Eh?
Just
here.
Yeah.
Again, that'd be cool. Right then, I guess we get the party started for the rest of the night, don't we?
Yeah, let's keep it moving.
So we got performances coming. We got Omo, we got Kingston, we got Febre debut, and we got myself, Kid Blue. So we'll get some tunes on now, get everybody moving while we set up, and then we'll get the performances started.
Yeah, it's 9:20, so by 10:30. 10 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Don't go anywhere then.
Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
None of this. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, everyone, for coming, and thanks for buying all the clothes.